The next word is remain. The word ostamatsa. Ostamatsia means to remain or to stay. This is a verb of motion and is used to describe staying in a specific place or state. It is a very useful verb that can be used in many contexts. Here's an example of a sentence. Он остался дома, чтобы закончить работу. Он остался дома, чтобы закончить работу. Breakdown. Он, he, pronoun, masculine, nominative case. Остался. Остался, remained, past tense, masculine singular, verb of motion. Дома. Дома, at home, prepositional case, meaning, in the house. Чтобы. Чтобы, in order to, conjunction, introduces a purpose clause. Закончить. Закончить, to finish, verb, infinitive. Работу. Работу, the work, accusative case, object of the verb. Translation. He stayed home to finish his work. This sentence demonstrates the use of ostamatsa. Ostamatsia, to express the idea of staying in a particular place. This verb is conjugated in the past tense, reflecting the action that has already occurred. Memorization tip. Think of ostamatsa. Ostamatsia, as similar to the English word, remain, or stay. Both imply a state of not moving, or changing. Pronunciation. Ostamatsia. Ostamatsia, ostamatisia, stress on the first syllable. On, short, o, sound, like the, o, in, hot. Doma. Doma, doma, stress on the first syllable. Чтобы. Чтобы, чтобы, stress on the first syllable. Закончить. Закончить, закончить, stress on the first syllable. Работу. Работу, работу, stress on the first syllable. English and Russian translation of the word. Remain, English. Ostamatsia. Ostamatsia, Russian. The next word is color. The Russian word for color is цвет. Pronounced цвет. It's a noun and can be used in various contexts. Here is a sentence. У этой книги красивый цвет. У этой книги красивый цвет. Breakdown. У, this is the preposition, at, or, with, used here to indicate possession. It's a very common word, and easy to remember. Этой. Эй. Той. This is the feminine form of the demonstrative adjective, this, meaning, this, or, this one. This, can also be. Этот. Эй. Тот. Masculine, or. Это. Эй. То. Neuter. Книги. Не. This is the genitive case of the feminine noun, book. The genitive case is used to show possession, and in this instance, it means, of this book. Nouns in Russian have six cases. The genitive case is used with words like, of, from, and, for. You will see this case a lot, so you need to master it. Try to memorize this word, and practice the genitive case as much as possible. It's one of the most important cases in Russian. Красивый. Красивый. This is the masculine form of the adjective, beautiful. It is an adjective describing the color of the book. Adjectives in Russian agree with the noun they describe in gender, number and case. Beautiful can also be krasivaya. Krasivaya. For feminine and krasivaya. Krasivo. For neuter. Tsvet. Tsvet. This is the noun, color. It is in the nominative case, the base case of Russian nouns. Nouns change form depending on the case. Translation. This book has a beautiful color. Pronunciation tips. Tse. Ts is pronounced like the ts in cats. V is pronounced like the v in vet. Yeah. A is pronounced like the e in wet. Te. T is pronounced like the t in ten. Ka. K is pronounced like the k in kite. N. N is pronounced like the n in not. I. I is pronounced like the e in c. G. G is pronounced like the g in gate. A. A is pronounced like the a in father. Ikratkaye. Y is pronounced like the y in yes. S is pronounced like the s in sun. U. U is pronounced like the u in moon. Ikratkaye. Y is pronounced like the y in yes. Key concepts. Case. The genitive case is used to show possession. Gender. Nouns and adjectives in Russian have gender. Agreement. Adjectives agree with the noun they describe in gender, number and case. English translation. Color slash. Tsvet. Pronounced ts violet. The next word is wood. Hash hash. Хотел бы. Я по икратко и тебе кайено, но у меня не перемене. Breakdown. Хотел бы. This is a conditional phrase meaning, would like, or would want. It's in the past tense, but it refers to the present. The phrase implies a desire, or wish that is not necessarily being fulfilled. It can also be used to express a polite request. Я. This is the personal pronoun, I. Пойти. This is the verb, to go, in the infinitive form. It is used with the preposition in to indicate the destination, in this case, кино, cinema, но. This is the conjunction, but. У. This is the preposition, at, or, with, used here to indicate possession. Меня. This is the personal pronoun, me, in the genitive case. Нет. This is the negation, no, or, not. Времени. This is the noun, time, in the genitive case. Meaning. I would like to go to the cinema, but I don't have time. Variations. This phrase can be changed to express a different level of politeness by using different forms of the verb, to want. Хотелось бы. A more formal and polite way to say, would like. Я бы хотел. A more emphatic and personal way to say, would like. Pronunciation. Хотел бы. Хотел бы. Я. Я. Пойти. Парити. В. Кино. Кино. No. No. U. U. Меня. Меня. Нет. Нет. Времени. Времени. English / Russian translation. Would. Бы. be, to go. Paiti. Pariti. The next word is involve. Hash hash. On the return vetat project. Breakdown. On. On. He, pronoun, masculine, nominative case, pronounced like, on ve o ve le che o n. The return. Involved, past participle, masculine, singular, pronounced like, vo ve lio chi on, ve. In, preposition, pronounced like, ve ete o te. Etat. This, demonstrative adjective, masculine, singular, pronounced like, etot per o yekate. Project. Project, noun, masculine, singular, pronounced like, project. Meaning, he is involved in this project. Key concepts. Past participles. In Russian, past participles are often used to form passive voice. In this sentence, V-O-V-L-E-C-H-E-O-N is a past participle, and indicates that the subject, he, is being acted upon by the verb, to involve. Prepositions. In Russian, prepositions are essential to understanding the relationships between words in a sentence. The preposition, there, indicates that he is, in, the project. Variations. The verb V-O-V-L-E-C-H-E-R-I. To involve, can be used in various tenses and forms depending on the context. The word per o yekate, project, can also be used in other forms, such as plural per o yekate yeru, projektu, or feminine per o yekate naya, projektnaya. Translation. Involve me or me lye cheyri. Vavlyech. Pronounced like, vavlyech. The next word is reach. The English word, reach, can be used as a verb, meaning to arrive at a destination, to touch something with one's hand, or to extend something to a certain point. It can also be a noun, referring to the act of reaching, or a distance that can be reached. Here is a Russian sentence using reach as a verb. Мы не смогли дотянуться до верхушки дерева. Breakdown. Мы. We, this is the nominative plural pronoun. The еру at the end of this word is pronounced with a similar sound to the English e in the word see. Не. Not, this is the negation particle. The ye at the end of this word sounds similar to the English e in the word get. Smugly. Were able to, this is the past tense of the verb mocheiri, to be able to. This word is pronounced with a similar sound to smugly. The tanutsa. To reach, this is the verb teyanuteirisya, to stretch, in the infinitive form. The teya sounds like tie, in the word, type. Dno. To, this is a preposition that indicates movement towards a destination. This word sounds like, go. Vyrhushki. Top, this is the genitive singular noun form of the word vyerhushaka, top. The, I, at the end of this word sounds similar to, e, in the word, see. Dreva. Tree, this is the genitive singular noun form of the word vereremo, tree. This word is pronounced like verema. Translation. We were not able to reach the top of the tree. Variations. Daiti. To reach, this verb is used when discussing reaching a destination or a specific point. Dostich. To achieve. To reach, this verb is used when referring to achieving a goal, or reaching a higher level. Pronunciation guide. Mu. My, sound similar to the English, me, in, see. Nye. Ni, sound similar to the English, nay, in, net. Smugly. smoldy, the first syllable sounds like smo, and the second syllable sounds like li. The tanutsa. Though tyanuts are, this is a bit more tricky, but try to break it down. The first part teo sounds like do, the second part teya sounds like tai, and the last part enuteyriesya sounds like nutsa. Dwo. Do sounds similar to the English do in do. Vyhushki. Vyhushki, the first part veyer sounds like v in the English word very, and the last part ushakae sounds like ushki. Dyeva. Dereva, the first part veyer sounds like d in the English word dear, and the last part eryeva sounds similar to reva. English. Reach Russian. Dostigat. Dostigat. The next word is social. Hash hash. Общественный. Transport. Очень. Важен. Для. Большинства. Людей. Breakdown. Общественный. Транспорт. Colon, this translates to public transport. The word. Общественный. Общественный. Means public and transport. Transport. Means transport. You will often hear. Общественный. Общественный. Used to describe things that belong to the public, such as общественная библиотека, общественная библиотека, which means public library. Очень. Colon, this word means very, and is used to emphasize the importance of public transport. The chair. CH. At the end is pronounced similar to the CH in church. Важен. Colon, this is the masculine singular form of the adjective important. This form is used because transport. Transport. Is a masculine noun. Для. Colon, this preposition means for and introduces the people who benefit from public transport. Большинство. Colon, this word means majority and refers to a large number of people. Большинство. Большинство. Is a noun that means majority and большинство. Большинство. Is the genitive case form of this noun, which is used after. Для. Для. Людей. Colon, this is the genitive plural form of the word. Человек. Человек. Which means person. This is used because of the preposition. Для. Для. Which requires the genitive case. Key concepts. Gendered nouns and adjectives. In Russian, nouns are assigned a gender, masculine, feminine, neuter. Adjectives must agree in gender with the nouns they modify. Cases. Russian nouns change form depending on their function in the sentence. This is known as declension, and each case has a specific ending. Pronunciation. Общественный. Colon. Общественный. Общественный. Transport. Colon. Transport. Transport. Ocean. Colon. Ocean. Ocean. Важен. Colon. Важен. Важен. Для. Colon. Для. Delia. Bushinstva. Colon. Bolshinstva. Bolshinstva. Lyudia. Colon. Lyudi. Lyudi. English translation. Public transport is very important for the majority of people. Word and pronunciation. Social. Общественный. 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 The next word is period. The word, period, can be used in several different ways in Russian, depending on the context. Here are a few examples. 1. Period of time. Sentence. Этот. Hi. Period. /high/breakdown. Этот. Этот. This. Period. 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 Времени. Времени. Of time. Был. Был. Was. Очень. Очень. Very. Трудным. Трудным. Difficult. Для. Для. For. Нашей. Нашей. Our. Семьи. Семьи. Family translation. This period of time was very difficult for our family. Key concept. Period. Period is a noun meaning period in the sense of a span of time. Note that. Времени. Времени is a genitive case noun, which means of time. This case of noun is used to show possession or belonging. Variations. Period. Period can be used to refer to other periods like the Renaissance period or the Cold War period. 2. Full stop, punctuation. Sentence. Пожалуйста, поставьте точку в конце предложения. Breakdown. Пожалуйста. Пожалуйста, please. Поставьте. Поставьте, put, imperative form. Точку. Точку, dot, noun. V in. Конце. Конце, end. Предложение. Предложение, sentence translation. Please put a period at the end of the sentence. Key concept. Точка. Точка is a noun that refers to the punctuation mark, period, full stop. Notice that the word поставьте. Поставьте is an imperative form of the verb. This form is used to give a command or request. Variations. In Russian, the period is called точка. Точка. You can also use точка с запятой. Точка с запятой for semicolon. Вопросительный знак. Вопросительный знак for question mark and восклицательный знак. Восклицательный знак for exclamation mark. Pronunciation. Period. Period. Emphasize the first syllable, P. Точка. Точка, the ch, is similar to the ch in the English word, chair. Remember, the Russian language is rich and complex. Practice these sentences to build your vocabulary and fluency. The next word is across. The English word, across, can be used in a variety of ways, but in this sentence, we are using it in the sense of, from one side to the other. Sentence. Мы перешли реку вброд. Breakdown. Мы. We, nominative plural pronoun, pronounced as эми. Перешли. Past tense of the verb. Переходить. To cross, pronounced as пайрайшлай. Реку. River, accusative singular feminine noun, pronounced as Riku. Broad. Adverb, meaning, by wading, pronounced as the broad. Translation. We crossed the river by wading. Variations of the word, across, in Russian. Cheers. Through, pronounced as, cheers. Papirek. Across, pronounced as, papirek. Naskvoz. Through, and through, pronounced as, naskvoz. Helpful hints. The ending of the verb. Pishy. Is important to understand. It tells us that the action happened in the past. Brought. Is a very specific word, meaning, by wading. This would not be used for crossing a bridge, for example. English to Russian word translations. Across. Cheers. Pronounced as, Cheres, river. Rika. Pronounced as, Rika, to cross. Pirichodit. Pronounced as, Pirichodit. The next word is note. The word, note, in Russian can take on several meanings depending on context, much like in English. Here is an example of how it can be used. Sentence. Ya. Zapisa. Zametku. O. Встречи. Ya. Zapisal. Zametku. O. The stretch. Breakdown. Я. I, personal pronoun, subject of the sentence, pronounced as я запесал. Записал. Wrote down, past tense, masculine singular, pronounced as записал заметку. Заметку. Note, accusative case, feminine singular. Pronounced as zametku or o. About preposition, pronounced as overstreche. The stretch. Meeting, prepositional case, feminine singular, pronounced as the streechy. Meaning, I wrote down a note about the meeting. Key concepts. Cases. Russian nouns change form depending on their function in the sentence. The noun заметка. Заметку. Note, is in the accusative case, because it is the direct object of the verb запесал. Записал. Wrote down. Gender. Russian nouns have gender, which affects their endings. Заметка. Заметку. Note, is feminine. Tenses. Russian verbs have different forms for different tenses. Записал. Записал. Wrote down, is in the past tense. Variations. Заметка. Заметку. Note, can also be used in the nominative case, subject of the sentence, as заметка. Заметка. Записал. Записал. Wrote down, can be changed to other tenses, such as записываю. Записываю. Writing down, or записываю. Записываю. We'll write down. Note pronunciation. Note, in English is pronounced as, note, заметка. Заметку. In Russian is pronounced as, заметку. The next word is history. История. История. History, pronounced. История. The sentence. Я изучаю историю России. Я изучаю историю России. I am studying the history of Russia. Breakdown. Я. Я. I pronounced. Yeah. This is the subject pronoun in the nominative case, and is used when the pronoun is the subject of the sentence. Izuchayu. Izuchayu. Studying, pronounced. Izuchayu. This is the present tense, first person singular form of the verb. Izuchat. Izuchat. To study, pronounced. Izuchat. This verb is conjugated by changing the ending to agree with the subject in person and number. Istoryu. Istoryu. History, pronounced. Istoryu. This is the accusative case of istoria. Istoria. History, pronounced. Istoria. And is used as the direct object of the verb. Izuchayu. Izuchayu. Studying, pronounced. Izuchayu. Russi. Rossii. Of Russia, pronounced. Rossii. This is the genitive case of Russia. Russia. Russia, pronounced Russia. And is used to show possession. It is a noun in the genitive case, indicating possession or belonging, answering the question, whose. Key concepts. Historia. Historia. History, pronounced. Historia. The word is feminine, and can be used in various cases. Nominative. Historia. Historia. History, pronounced. Historia. Genitive. Historia. Historiae. Of history, pronounced. Historii. Dative. Historii. Historiae. To slash for history, pronounced. Historii. Accusative. Historiu. Historiu. History, pronounced. Historiu. Instrumental. Historiae. Historiae. By history, pronounced. Historiae. Prepositional. Ob historiae. Ob historiae. About history, pronounced. Ob historiae. Case endings. In Russian, nouns and adjectives change their endings depending on their function in a sentence. These changes are called cases. Variations. The word historia. Historia. History, pronounced. Historia. Can be used in many different ways. For example, you can say Izuchat historiu. Izuchat historiu. To study history, pronounced. Izuchat historiu. Pisat historiu. Pisat historiu. To write history, pronounced. Pisat historiu. Or Chitat historiu. Chitat historiu. To read history, pronounced. Chitat historiu. Translation. Historia. Historia. History, pronounced. Historia. Yeah. Yeah. I pronounced. Yeah. Izuchayu. is a chayu. Studying, pronounced. Izu chayu. Rossi. Rossi. Of Russia, pronounced. Rossi. The next word is create. The word, create, in Russian is создавать. Создавать. Here is an example sentence. Художник создает красивую картину. Художник. Художник. Художник, artist, pronounced. Художник. Создает. Создит, creates, pronounced. Создает. Красивую. Красивую, beautiful, pronounced. Красивую. Картину. Картину, picture, pronounced. Картину. Translation. The artist creates a beautiful picture. Key concept. The verb. Создавать. Создавать is an imperfective verb, meaning it describes an ongoing action. It is conjugated according to the subject of the sentence, in this case the artist. The word картину. Картину is in the accusative case, because it is the direct object of the verb. Helpful hints. Создавать. Создавать is a common verb that can be used in many different contexts. Создать. Создать is the perfective form of the verb, and means to create, in the sense of a completed action. Pay attention to the stress in Russian words. The stress is often on a different syllable than in English, so it is important to listen carefully and practice pronunciation. English. Create slash. Создавать. Создавать, pronounced. Создавать. The next word is drive. The word drive can be tricky because it has many meanings in English. Let's look at a simple sentence. She drove her car to the store. In Russian, this would be Она поехала. Она машине. Она, she, поехала. Поехала, past tense of ехать. To drive, to go by vehicle. На, on, used here to indicate the means of transportation. Машине, машине, car. V, in, used to indicate location. Магазин. Magazine, store. Key concepts. Verbs of motion. Russian uses different verbs to indicate how someone travels. Ехать is used for driving, riding in a car, train, bus, etc. You'll learn more about these verbs later. Prepositions. Like English, Russian uses prepositions to indicate location, direction, and other relationships. На and are important prepositions to master. Variations. Present tense. Она едет. Она машине. Едет. Едет. She is driving. Past tense. Different vehicle. Она поехала. Автобусы. Автобусы, bus. Pronunciation tips. Remember that the Russian E sounds like E in yes. SH in Russian is pronounced with the tongue slightly further back in the mouth than in English. English. Drive, verb, drive, Russian. Ехать. Ехать. The next word is along. The word along can be translated into Russian in several ways, depending on the context. Here is one example. English. We walked along the river. Russian. Мы шли. Dol. Er jeka e. Mae shlai vi dol, Ricky. Breakdown. Emyeru. My. We pronounce like my but with a short y sound at the end. Shali. Shly. Walked, pronounced like shlivedolieri. Vidol. Along, pronounced like vidol, eryekae. Ricky. River, pronounced like Ricky. Key concept. The preposition. Vdol. Vidol. Is used to indicate movement or location along a line, such as a river, road, or street. Variations. Po. Po. Can also be used for along, in some cases, especially when indicating movement along a surface, such as a road. Vede o elieri po. Vidol. Po. Can be used to emphasize movement along a specific path. English. Along. Vdol. Vidol. Russian. Vede o elieri. Vidol. Pronounced like vidol. The next word is about. The English word, about, has many uses and can be tricky, so let's break down how it works in Russian. The Russian equivalent of about depends on the context. 1. About, as a preposition meaning, concerning, or, regarding. Or. O. Pronounced like the English word, O, example sentence. Я говорю о книге. Я говорю о книге. Breakdown. Я. Я. I говорю. Говорю. Speak slash talk. О. О. About. Книги. Knowledge. Book. Translation. I am talking about the book. 2. About, as an adverb meaning, approximately. Окола. Окола. Pronounced, окола, example sentence. Окола десяти человек пришло на встречу. Около 10 человек пришло на встречу. Breakdown. Около. Около. About. Десяти. Десяти. 10. Человек. Человек. People, plural. Пришло. Пришло. Came. На. На. To slash on. Встречу. Встречу. Meeting. Translation. About 10 people came to the meeting. Key points. Be careful with the preposition. Or. Oh. It's often used before words in the accusative case. Окола. Около. Is more versatile, often used with numbers and times. Pronunciations. О. О. О, like the English, о, in, hot. Окола. Около. Окола. The next word is type. The word, type, has several Russian translations, depending on the context. Here is an example using the translation. Tip. Pronounced, tip, which means, type, or, kind. Sentence. Этот тип музыки мне нравится. Breakdown. Этот. Этот, this. Тип. Тип, type. Музыки. Musiki, music, genitive case. Near. Mni, to me, dative case. Nravitsa. Nravitsia, I like. Key concepts. The word. Tip. Is a masculine noun, and is used to describe a category, or kind of something. The genitive case of. Musica. Musici. Is used after the word. Tip. Because it's indicating the type of music. The verb. Nravitsa. To like, is used with the dative case pronoun. Mne. To me. Translation. This type of music I like. English. Type slash T a small cap IP slash Russian. Tip. Slash tip slash. The next word is sound. The word, sound, can be used in Russian in a few different ways, depending on the context. Here's an example sentence using the word in the context of a noise. Zvuk. Музыки. Бр. Очень. Громкий. Breakdown. Zvuk. This is the noun, sound, in Russian. It is pronounced, zvuk. Музыки. This is the genitive case of the noun, music. Музыка. Pronounced, музыка. In this case, it translates to, of music. Бр. This is the past tense of the verb, to be. Бит. Pronounced, bit. Очень. This is the word, very, in Russian. It is pronounced, ochen. Громкий. This is the adjective, loud, in Russian. It is pronounced громкое. Pronounced громкое. Translation. The sound of the music was very loud. Important note. The genitive case is used after words that indicate possession, like, sound, in this example. Variations of sound. Zvuchat. Pronounced zvuchat, this is the verb, to sound. Zvukozapis. Pronounced zvukozapis, this is the noun, sound recording. English translation of words. Sound. Zvuk. Pronounced zvuk, music. Musica. Pronounced, музыка, very. Очень. Pronounced, очень, loud. Громкий. Pronounced, громкое, краткое. The next word is I. Умняняболяте. Глаза. This sentence means, my eyes hurt. Breakdown. Умняня. You menya. This means, I have, or, my, pronounced, u menya. Beolyate. Boliat. This means, hurt. This is the third person plural of the verb beolyate yeri. Bolit. To hurt. You can use this for the eyes, head, legs, etc. Pronounced, boliat. Glaza. Glaza. This means, eyes, pronounced, glaza. This sentence is in the present tense. The ending of the verb beolyate. Boliat. Is the key to this. Key concept. The present tense in Russian is formed by adding endings to the verb stem. The endings vary depending on the person, and number of the subject. Variations. Glaza. Glaz. This is the singular form of I, pronounced glaz beolite. Bolit. This means hurts, pronounced bolit glazu. Glazu. This is the dative case of I, pronounced glazu. Translation. I. Glass. Pronounced glaz, eyes. Glaza. Pronounced glaza, hurt. But it. Pronounced bullet hurts. Bullet. Pronounced bullet hurt. Bullet. Pronounced bullet. The next word is music. Hush hush. Musica. Ochin. Vajna. Dra. Mina. Breakdown. Musica. Musica, music. The word ends in a soft sign. Mjakiznak. Which is silent, but impacts the pronunciation of the preceding consonant. This. Ya. Is pronounced like the English, ya, in, yard. Ochin. Ochen, very. Vajna. Vajna, important. This word is in the feminine form, which is used to describe feminine nouns. Dla. Delia, for. This word is a preposition, and requires the genitive case. Mina. Minaya, me. This is the genitive form of the personal pronoun, I, which is used after prepositions. Meaning, music is very important to me. Variations. The word for music is the same in singular and plural, unlike English. You can say, ya. Lublu. Musiku. Ya lublu musiku, I love music, or ya. Lublu. Musiku. Rossi. Ya lublu musiku Rossi, I love Russian music. You can also use the masculine form. Vajen. Vajen, if you are talking about something that is important, but masculine. For example, sport. Vajen. Dla. Zdorovye. Sport Vajen Delia Zdorovye. Sport is important for health. Key concept. Like in English, Russian nouns have genders. It is important to learn the gender of a noun so you can choose the correct form of adjectives and other words that agree with it in gender. Pronunciation. Musica. Musica. Ochin. Ochen. Vajna. Vajna. Dla. Delia. Mina. Minaya. The next word is game. The Russian word for game is igra. Pronounced igra. Here's a sentence using the word. Дети играют в футбол на улице. This translates to, the children are playing football in the street. Breakdown. Дети. Pronounced дети, this is the plural form of the word. Ребенок. Ребенок, which means, child. Играют. Pronounced играют, this is the third person plural present tense of the verb. Играть. Играть, meaning, to play. Pronounced V, this is a preposition meaning, in, or, at. In this case, it indicates the activity they are playing. Football. Pronounced football, this is the word for football. Na. Pronounced na, this is a preposition meaning, on. Ulitsu. Pronounced ulitsi, this is the singular form of the noun. Ulitsa. Ulitsa, meaning, street. Key concepts. Gender. In Russian, nouns have gender. Igra. Is a feminine noun, so the adjective. Детская. Детская, meaning, children's, would be used to describe it. Case. Russian nouns change form depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. In this example, игра is in the nominative case, because it's the subject of the sentence. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs have different forms depending on the person, number, and tense. In this example, играют is the third person plural present tense form of играть. Variations. The word игра can also be used to refer to a game in the sense of a play, a theatrical performance, or a competition. English to Russian translation. Game. Игра. Игра, children. Дети. Дети, play. Играть. Играть, football. Football. Football, street. Улица. Улица. The next word is political. The word political in Russian is политический. Политический. It is an adjective, meaning relating to politics. Here is a sentence using the word политическая ситуация в стране очень сложная. Политическая ситуация в стране очень сложная. This translates to, the political situation in the country is very complex. Let's break it down. Политическая. Политическая. The adjective, political. The ending IR indicates the feminine grammatical gender of the noun it modifies, which is SITUATSEIA. It is pronounced like, политическая. Ситуация. Ситуация. The noun, situation, meaning a set of circumstances. It is pronounced like, ситуация. The. The preposition, in. It is pronounced like, the. Стране. Strain. The noun, country. It is pronounced like, страны. Ocean. Ocean. The adverb, very. It is pronounced like, ocean. Сложная. Сложная. The adjective, complex. The ending IR indicates the feminine grammatical gender of the noun it modifies, which is SITUATSEIA. It is pronounced like, сложная. Variations. The word, политический. Политический. Can be used in many other contexts related to politics, such as, политический анализ. Политический анализ. Political analysis. Политический деятель. Политический деятель. Political figure, and политическая партия. Политическая партия. Political party. Pronunciation tips. Pay attention to the stress in the words. For example, in ситуация. Ситуация. The stress is on the second syllable. The letter еру. Ы. Is pronounced like the I in bit. The letter chair. Chair. Is pronounced like the CH in church. The letter cha. Cha. Is pronounced like the SHCH in machine. English translation of the word political, relating to politics. Russian translation of the word политический. Политический. The next word is free. The word free in Russian is свободный. Свободный. It is an adjective, meaning unbound, unrestricted, or not subject to control. Here's a sentence using the word. Эта книга доступна бесплатно в библиотеке. English. This book is available free of charge at the library. Breakdown. Eater. Eater. This feminine singular, pronounced like eater. Knigger. Niger. Book, feminine singular, pronounced like niger. The Stupner. The Stupner. Available, feminine singular, pronounced like the Stupner. Bisplatner. Bisplatno. Free of charge, pronounced like Bisplatno. The. In, pronounced like the. Bibliotheque. Bibliotheque. Library, feminine singular, pronounced like bibliotheque. Key concept, the adjective. Svobodnyi. Svobodnyi. Can also be used as a noun, meaning freedom. In that case, it would be masculine singular. Svoboda. Svoboda. Freedom. English, free. Svobodnyi. Svobodnyi.